call Elihim, when Yisko Elihim es Lois es Avrom, after the Maisa Tech, Yutzes Pasuk Koktes, Yisko Elihim es Avrom, Hashem remembered Avrom, when Yisharach es Lois Vitecha Afeicha, Tafuch es Aurim Asher Yosha Behen Lois. So the Pasuk says that when it was, when he Bisharach es Lois Vitecha Aurim Akiko, So Rashi says, Shmooze now. For those who in the bag are invited, we have a shmooze now. Ma'oz Rosh Hashavim, Aloit, Nisko Asher Aloit, Yudea, Shisor Ishto Shavrom, Shoma Asher Oma Avrom, Vitzah Masoha, Choyt Zviv, Lagila Adama, Shechot Olo, Lufiho, Chos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olo. The Pasuk says, the reason why Aloit, Hashem, saved Lot from this tremendous destruction of Ori, why did he save him? He saved him because Lot wasn't Megala. When Avram went down to Mitzrayim, Lot was not Megala to the Mitzrayim that she was really his wife. He had Chibus Chosalot. Because he was chosalov, so Hashem was chos on him. L'maisa, we find this week's parasha a tremendous zach. Lloyd, we're looking for a schus for Lloyd. Why doesn't we look at the schus, the tremendous schus that Lloyd did? Bringing the Orchim into his house. Pella de Gazach, you look at this Maisa, one of the most crazy, wildest Maisa, one of the most Pella de Gamaisa. Lloyd comes to the Malachim come to Stein, and Lloyd invites them into his house. You have to understand what that meant, but in Stein the rule was that you're not only not allowed to be bring Orchim, you bring Orchim to your house, you have Nisa. Not only it's not such a great thing to have orchim, you're busy, you're on a tour, you're not having orchim there. If you bring orchim to the house, it's over. They start up with you. Sorry. So if they bring what's it called? If you bring orchim, and Lloyd goes ahead with mysterious nefesh of Yisrael. Lloyd goes ahead with Mesiris Nefesh to go bring these Orchim into his house. Not only that, they come to the house and Lloyd is inside. And all of a sudden, Lloyd. So Lloyd's in the house and they come, they surround the house, Anshei Stein. He said, give us those Gorchim. We want to do what we want to do with them. Lloyd says, you know what? Hey, here's my two daughters. Take, do whatever you want. I mean, otherwise it looks like crazy. What kind of person is Lloyd? But what we can see in the Chor from here is the great Milo of Lloyd's Chesed. So why wasn't that brought out as his chus? He went around in Mesiris Nefesh. So there's a vort for the Beis HaLevi. I think we said over every year, Mahal for the Beis HaLevi. That the Beis HaLevi says they would live in Lokim Alochim. They live in Lokim Alochim. And to Avram, they would live in Lokim Anoshim. As Chazal tells us. And therefore, the Maisa of Lloyd, some people want to say, wasn't such a great Maisa because to Lloyd they appeared like angels. And when they appear like angels, to the angels, everybody's ready to do chesed. You know, if a big Rosh Yeshiva came in, a big Chashuva person came in, everybody's running to do chesed with that person. Mamish, unbelievable. big statement, everybody gets up, how can I get you? You know, somebody walks in, I recognize him, yeah, he was once in a move, something like that, and he wasn't even the main star, he was in the background, picking his nose, and everybody, I saw him once in, that famous film, Don't Get Lost, that famous thing, and Eliza starring, Jack McDaniels, and there he is in the background, he walks in, and they're ready to give him a cup of coffee, any great person, in the person's eyes, you're ready to go, no length to do it. But the push of the person in the shore, the current push of the person, the stam, who knows why. Yeah, people walk over there, they don't really care about them. And that was the chil between Loitzchaz and Avram Tzchaz. Avram took three Arabs. The mamish that called them, they looked like these Arabs were kind with them, they served them with a cover, he thought they were, might have turned out to be malachim. But in Avram's eyes, they were mamish Arabs. They took them from Mesiras Nefesh. And what may he did for these Arabs? Got them. He didn't know they were the special people. Lloyd, the reason why his chesed wasn't so nefesh because Lloyd was doing it because they were great people. They were people of a stature. They were malachim. For malachim, everybody's ready to do chesed. This lady tells a famous story. There's a famous story told in this form of the Beis HaLevi. What happened with the Beis HaLevi? And the Maisa was, or maybe the people say the Pshat, I don't know if the Beis HaLevi says this Pshat, but it could be he says the Pshat, but they used the Maisa with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi was once going, traveling to a different city, and in the middle was a tremendous snowstorm, and he couldn't go too much further. So he came to a town late at night, to an inn, was freezing with his coat, and he bangs on the door, and the innkeeper comes grumbling down with a stupid, nightcap, and he comes down with his lantern, and all of a sudden he sees this man, he didn't recognize the Beis HaLevi. And the man says, "What do you want?" He says, "I need a place." "No, you can't come in. Please, I beg you, it's freezing." "Okay, come in." He lets him in, and puts him out. And he says, "You can't go into my upstairs, I don't want you making noise, I don't want you to go lay down on the... In the hallway over there, in the corner over there, don't make too much noise." They push him over there. A little bit later, a couple of hours later in the night, there's a big horses and everything. One of these big rebbes, the Nagelvasser Rebbe, came and Mamash with his whole entourage. And this guy gets up in the middle of the night and he bangs at the door and he sees the Nagelvasser Rebbe. He gets all excited, he puts on his best clothes, he opens the door. What can I do for you? The Nagelvasser Rebbe, and you need any Nagelvasser? And he takes him Amish, and he puts him in the main hallway. He sets him down. He goes to make him a meal. Puts up a stoop in. Gets everything ready and his thing. So while this Rebbe is coming to go wash, I thought the part of the Dafa Chassidus show could have been a girl. That was definitely said the story. While this Rebbe is going to wash, she walks through the window. He sees the Beis HaLevi like in a corner, laying like on the floor, and he's like, covered up in his coat, he doesn't even have a bed, he's laying on the floor. So this Rebbe sees the Beis HaLevi and he can't believe it, the Rav from Brisk is on the floor, he goes crazy, what's going on? And his mamash can't believe it. So the innkeeper comes by and says, "What's the problem?" He says, "What's the problem? You know what we have over here?" And the innkeeper was beside himself. And he went over to the Beis HaLevi and tried to apologize. He said, I'm sorry, Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, that the Beis HaLevi said, to him, my time is that you don't do this even to a Pasha Diyah. You don't do that to a Pasha Diyah. And this is the Hezbro over here. Avram's Chesed was the three people, as they say, dirty Arabs, these guys who came, they were calm, they appeared like men. For Lloyd, they appeared like Malachim. In Meila, that's what we have to realize, everybody say, Chesed. The midah of chesed is not to whom the person is. The midah of chesed has to come from you, because you want to give, you want to help, you want to do for others. You see a person in need, you want to do it. I don't care what his status is, his BBM status, what's his status right now. He's coming out of the bathroom, but now I'm going into the bathroom, I'm coming out of the bathroom, and you want pictures, I'll give you pictures. What's your status now? My status, I'm picking my nose, which nostril, whatever is something to do during the day. It's very, 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 you take up a lot of time. It's a very, very productive, time-consuming of a person's life. knowing everybody's status at that moment. Where, what are you doing? What's your status? So here we want to know what this, it doesn't make a difference what a person's status is. If it's on his DBM status or his other status. But us, the Shivas of Avas Chesed Avam taught us, no matter how or what the person looks like, no matter what he's about, we have to go out all, put all our kriches in it. Because that's the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mid as HaChesed, is the Oilam Chesed Yibona, and Chesed is not totally dafka what the person looks like, who the person is, what the person is. A Chesed is fulfilling the need and then whatever that person has. And it happens so much time, yeah, with this Baruch Hu, Chesed, with that, but we pick and choose, and at the end of the day, we're missing the whole concept of Chesed. Ahavas Chesed, the love of Chesed, is there's no boundaries. Avas Chesed means that I just want to help that Baruch. I want to do whatever I can to help this guy, help that guy. And that's what a person has to train himself. He wants to work on this Chesed, which is from the Yisoy des Abriya, but it's the whole world was created through Chesed. The Kodesh Baruch created the world through Chesed with us, and we emulate him. When we do Chesed, we have to really take into real consideration that it doesn't make a difference who the person is. He can be higher than me, lower than me, this, that. There's no nafka minor by that. Chesed means that I want to give. Because Baruch created a world that he gives to every type of Bria. From the lowliest of creatures to the highest of creatures, Hashem is constantly giving. And if we're emulating that, we're always giving to others by that. There's no nafka minor, what they look like, what they think. We have patience for them, we have to give them. And the Maisa, that's what we have to learn about that. That's what we have to learn from also the Mira Shiva, which was instilled in the Shiva, of how much his whole mechus was just to give, as much as he could to any bacha that came. Stories of every, these littlest bachas, the most less chashabah, the more chashabah, he was always there for them, ready to give, whatever he could, Rabbi Yisrael. It didn't matter the status of the bacha, when he was the best bacha, the little one I heard a few days ago, like somebody was telling me a story, that a bacha came in, he has three days to this man, and he has to go back early, so the mice of nothing to be said. How much does it cost a ticket? You know, they say it's $700. He took out $700 for his bus to England, whatever it was, $700 to the ticket. They gave it to the bacha. The bacha in the mirror. As he said to Chaim Kreisler when he came to meet him. So Chaim Kreisler said that he asked the Chaim Kreisler, the great rabbi from Antwerp, the chief rabbi of Antwerp, Belgium. Was a big, big guy, much older than Nosson Sweet. So Nosson Sweet said, why are you coming to me? He says, a Rashiva that has 3,000 Bachram and Rashiva, maybe more, whatever, 3,000 Bachram and Rashiva, he knows everybody by name. I have to mechabit such a person. So Nosson Sweet, the way they said, oh, Levi, then he called him back and said, make sure to tell him, not that I know everybody by name, but I surely love every single one of them. That was his Matthias, the Abbas, he just wanted to do for others whatever he could give, and to learn what people used to ask him to learn with them. This Bacha, that, but I know guys, this is that from stories, this I know guys who went to my Talmud, who used to go to him and just ask him to learn with him. He'd make a Seder with this guy, with that guy, with any guy he could make a Seder with. He would make a Seder with. The Shah was he wanted to give. Doesn't matter his status, what was, is the guy the greatest learner, the weakest learner, he's good, he's Shvach, whatever it is. He gave them. And that's what we have to learn about in yeshiva. We have to learn yeshiva is a mokoyim that we're here to learn how to do Ratzon Hashem. We're here to learn to emulate Hashem through the way of the Torah. And the way to emulate is to love through chesed, to help every bacha that's possible. About that. There's so many opportunities during the day. A bacha's having a hard time, you go mechazgin. A bacha needs a little bit of hand, you give him a chesed. The biggest chesed you can do for a bacha is not the greatest chesed. You take a younger bacha, take another bacha, and you learn with him. That's the greatest chesed you can do, Rabbi Yisrael. The greatest chesed. You learn with him, you speak with him, you give him chesed, Rabbi Yisrael. The greatest chesed. And this is what is our responsibility, Rabbi Yisrael. The Yaris Dvash writes that when the Gadol goes Miftah, so his midos, whatever means he had, it's thrown out to the world, and anybody wants now, during the Shiva, he says, can grab hold of it and get it. Even though during the rest of his year it's hard to mechazik so much at one spurt in certain areas, different areas, but when the tzaddik is nifted, his midos and his greatness is now up the grass. So that means Reb Nosson Tzvi's greatness, but all the things that he was able to do so greatly is in the air, Rabbi Yisrael. That means people could grab it and put it into their forte, bring it into their own body, and be able to be ones who can do unbelievable ma'aser to be great people in chesed Rabbeisa. That's what yeshiva is about, Rabbeisa. It's not only, it's all about Torah, and it's about tefillah, it's also about chesed. Chesed Rabbeisa, to look after one another, to make sure everybody's doing well, make sure everybody's getting up in the morning, make sure everybody's, and if you don't know how, you should think of ways that you get up. There's always different ways. If you're having trouble, speak to Dave Wiener, he'll help you get him up. But Rabbeisa, Mechazik Yishar, the Isha Ra'el Yom HaChazak, and work together, Be'ez Hashem, to build a Mokoim, of Torah, of Tefillah, of Derech Eretz, a Mokoim, that's a Kiddush Hashem, to be very strong, to be Zerichah.